Okay. So beginning of the sugya is only new because it's the second. It's only new because it's the second half of the Rav Gidl sugya. We spent most of last week about the first half of Rav Gidl. Just to recap for a minute, Rav Gidl was the one who told us that if you makadosh a nisha with chametz, which is not really chametz, it's only chametz with the rabbanon for some reason, the kedusha is chametz. Last week we spent more on the psachim angle of Rav Gidl. Namely, what is the case exactly we're talking about? Before 6 hours, after 6 hours, the rice, the rabban, the follower of Gidl, the Yehuda, the Shimon, that was all the chametz part of the sugya. But tonight we're moving more into the kedushin part of the sugya, as to what exactly is this all about. The makadosh an ish with something which is only chametz to the rabban, also the kedushin is not chal. That sounds like quite a startling statement. So let's take a look back at Rav Gidl for a moment, and try to understand this really from the vantage point through the eyes of what that is kedushin. The Gemara begins at Chafal from the day. Lines from the top. The most commonly once again in the Mishnah, but Zman Osa Bana Osa, after the Zman comes, and what is not permitted to benefit from the Chometz anymore, Pshita, it's obvious. Latzrich L'Shaos D'Rabbanan. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's not yet Osa Min HaTorah, it's only the Rabbanan, it's only within the sixth hour, if a person is Bekadesh a woman from 6 hours and onwards, Afilu Bechitit Kodanaisa, and I got to show why that, what that is and why that is, but in Chosh in the Kedushin. The bottom line is, the punchline of Rav Gidl is that even though the Isser here is only a Durabbanan problem, the Kedushin is not Dutchin. So I don't need Rav Gidl to tell me that if you have a Kaddish and Isha with Chametz on Pesach, that she's not Mekudesh. That's a Mishnah in the Sefer Kedushin. Mishnah says, if you have a Kaddish and Isha with Vos V'chola, with Orla and Kerakem, any Isseria, no, the Kedushin isn't Chal. The Chiddush of Gidl is that even though it's on mid Rabbanan, what makes it the Rabbanan? So that was not like his ration tells us. Either we're dealing with it's a Zman Rabbanan or it's a Chometz Rabbanan. Whatever the reason is, there's some kind of a Rabbanan here. So it's clear as day from this sugya that a Kaddish be Isuri Hanod Rabbanan ain't a Mekudeshes. Why that should be so, we have no idea. But the fact that it is so, it's not negotiable based on the reading of Agama. However, we open up another Gemara in Masechet Kedushin. Either we open our Gemaras, look at our papers, look at our phones, wherever we have any mention of the Gemara, so Adaf, Nun, Chet, and Aleph, let's learn a little bit of a sugya together. So we're going to put Chometz in the back burner for tonight. Let's learn a sugya in Kedushin, Nachum, Chet, and Aleph. We'll touch on a few different Nekudos, and we'll see if we can try to put together the picture, how this is going to relate back to Agma. There are a couple more, I think there are one or two other Kedushin floating around. The Gemara begins in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. It's about 9-10 lines or so from the top. The first one of the line is Ba'azara. Ashkechinu Mar Yehuda, the Rav Yosef and the Rav Shmuel Brady Rav Bachana. So Mar Yehuda found these two Amorim, Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel, Davukaimi Apischa de Beir Rav. They were standing by the Beis Medrash of Rabba. Amalu, and he asked them the following question. Shmuz in outside, waiting outside to get inside the yeshiva. So Amalu, he asked them the following. He said, Tanya, I have a following braisa. Hamakadesh bepete chamor, bebasa becholov, ubechulun shedishchtu beazara. It doesn't mean it's all three of the above. It means any one of these three bizarre cases. The person decides, rather than give a ring to his kalan drachupa, he decides to be makadishar either with a petach amor, basa b'chol, b'chol, shud rezor. Make sure we have all three cases right. So petach amor is the firstborn of a donkey. And the issue here is that petach amor is one of the things that is awesome by law. So kol ma petach amor tiftebeseh. You haven't redeemed it yet. So it's an example of a dover awesome by law. Basa b'chol, obvious. It's also something which is awesome by law. And chulish is chutz b'azara, something which is not a carbon that really wasn't supposed to be shechted in the base of Mikdash, but it was by mistake shechted in the base of Mikdash. Presumably, this is also an example of something that is now asa b'hano. So each one of these three cases, the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Shimon on mekudeshes, v'chacham om enu mekudeshes. It was a machlekes, Rabbi Shimon on drabanon, is the woman mekudeshes or not? The Braisa is really startling. Why should Rabbi Shimon disagree? After all, everybody agrees there is a Mishnah. A little bit back in Kedushin that says explicitly, Makadish, Bisurah, Noz, Enim, Kudesh. Yes? So, what's going on? What is unique about these three strange cases where Rabbi Shimon disagrees? So two out of the three are fairly straightforward. They're straightforward if we know a little bit about Rabbi Shimon's background on some of these issues. So Rabbi Shimon happens to have two chidushim in each of these sugyas, which happen to disagree with everybody else. One is, in the sugya Petach Hamor, there happens to be a machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda, is a Petach Hamor actually us banor in the first place? So my firstborn donkey is now born. So Petach Hamor Tepes says, I'm supposed to be poda it. Cold man that I wasn't poda it is an asav hanoa. So the Rabbanan, Rabbi Huda, all the Chacham said, yes, it's asav hanoa. And Rabbi Shimon is a lone sheep, dissenting view that a Petach Hamor happens to be muta banor. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is a shitasa. Rabbi Shimon says, if you chose to be Kaddish and Nisha with the Petach Hamor is muta banor, so the woman is Mekudeshes. And the Rabbanan disagree with the Shittasam. So the Mekadosh Petach Hamor is not so controversial. What about Bosa B'cholov? So Bosa B'cholov here also, Bishimon has a unique Shittas. Unlike what we all know, we're all familiar with the fact that Bosa B'cholov is Asa B'anot, which is in fact the case. But Bishimon disagrees with that also. Bishimon happens to hold, based on his understanding of the Psukim, that Bosa B'cholov is actually Mutar B'anot. Asa B'anot, but there is no Isra B'anot on Bosa B'cholov. So we understand where Rabbi Shimon disagrees in Hukkas Kedushin. This price is not really Kedushin Sugya. It's really a Isra'na Sugya. So Rabbi Shimon L'Shittasam, who holds the Petach Hamor is Mutar B'anot, Kedushin Atayvsin, Rabban L'Shittasam, that it's Asar, hold the Kedushin Atayvsin. So the same is true for Basa B'cholov. But it's the third statement of Rabbi Shimon that's startling. That's the Chulin Shishchut B'Azara. What is it unique about Chulin Shinishchut B'Azara that enables the Kedushin to be typeset according to Rabbi Shimon? So this is where Mar Yehuda picks up. He says, Alma, it must be the only way to explain why Rabbi Shimon says she Mekudeshes, Alma Chulin Shinishchut B'Azara, the Rabbi Shimon Lav D'Araisa. It must be that the Isra Hanah for Chulin Shinishchut B'Azara, whatever that Isra Hanah is, we're not sure where it came from yet, but whatever that Isra is, it cannot possibly be a D'Araisa. Because if it would be a D'Araisa, that it would be not negotiable, the Kedushin wouldn't be typeset. It must be that it's only with the Rabbanon. So the Machlaik is Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon vis-a-vis Chulin Shishchut B'Azara seems to revolve around this point. Is the Isser HaNov Chulin Shishchut B'Azara deraisa the Rabbanon? If it's deraisa, ain't a Mekudeshes, that's the Rabbanon Shitta. If it's the Rabbanon, then Mekudeshes. And that's presumably Rabbi Shimon Shitta. So if we just stop, we're not going to stop for now, but if we just stop at this point, we already see trouble on the horizon. Because the Gemara just told us that the only reason why Rabbi Shimon accepts Kedushin, the Chulin Shishchut B'Azara, is because it's only Dirabanan. And therefore, Isuri HaNoah Dirabanan are still Kedushin types. That's what, at this stage. So Gemara doesn't end, because Bar Yehuda has still not yet presented his question. So now, he presents the question to his colleagues, to the other Amoraim, by saying, the only way to explain why she's Mekudeshes, with Chulin Shishchut B'Azara, is because it's only Midirabanan, or Minhu. Now we have a contradiction. Now it's the Kasha. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Chulin Shinishchut B'Azara Yisrafu, V'chein Chaya Shinishchut B'Azara. Rabbi Shimon says that if you go ahead and you shecht Chulin B'Azara, you have to burn it. And even if that which you shechted was not Behema B'Azara, it was a Chaya B'Azara, a wild animal. The difference being a wild animal couldn't have been a korban in the first place. It also has to be burnt. It's also considered to be Chulin Shishchut B'Azara. So the Gemara somehow saw in that brice of Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Shimon must subscribe to the view that Chulin Shishchut B'Azara Asba Norman at Torah. Where in the world did the Gemara see that? So most of the Rishon quote the Gemara said as Chulin seems to say that the Raya of the Gemara was as follows. This Isser of Chulin Shishchut B'Azara, if it's only been the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon make it up? Why should the Rabbanon made up some Isser called don't, if you shech chulin b'azara, you can't eat it. You can't use it. What kind of issue is that? So the answer is, it was a gezeira atu kachim. We're afraid 99% of the things in the base of Mikdash are kachim. So imagine the following scenario. You see a guy walk into the base of Mikdash, bring his animal into the base of Mikdash, bring his cow, bring his sheep, his goat to the base of Mikdash, shech it, and then take it out and bring it home and eat it in a normal manner. What are people going to think? The average person is going to think, this was a carbon. What else is in the base of Mikdash? It's going to lead to a mikshol, a nuchus kachim. People are going to say, you're allowed to eat karbonos, you don't have to do zrikas adam, there's no asimila. It's going to lead to all kind of a confusion. So therefore, they made an isad de rabbanon, don't be nehmeh from chulin shishchut b'azara, gezeira atu kachim b'azara. So I understand that gezeira de rabbanon. I totally understand that. But that gezeira only makes sense when you deal with behemoths, not when you deal with chayos, because when somebody sees you shechting a deer in the Azara, no one in their right mind is going to think it's a korban, because you can't bring a chaya as a korban. Only behemoths have brought us korbanos. Chayos have never brought us korbanos. So if chulin shenishchu to be Azara is only with the rabbanon, then there's no reason to aser it on a chaya. And the fact that Rabbi Shimon asers it even on a chaya, so right, there must be some deraisa. Again, we're not sure what the mocher is yet. We may not find out tonight. It's a little earlier in Kedusha, but not for now. It must be some kind of deraisa. And a level of deraisa, there's no difference between behemoths and chayas. That's the flow of the Gemara according to Moshe Shimon. So for our purposes, the Gemara has now identified an apparent contradiction with the Rabbi Shimon. Because on the one hand, Rabbi Shimon says that even chayas nishchut be'azor is asur, pointing in the direction that we're dealing with the deraisa. Whereas Rabbi Shimon before said the woman is Mekudeshes, which seems to be pointing in the direction that it's only a Derabbanan. That was the stira that Mar Yehuda presented to the other Amoraim. So that's Mekasha. Ishtiku, they couldn't figure it out. She stumped them. Rabbi Shmuel Breda Rav Rachana didn't know what the answer was. Rav Yosef didn't know what the answer was. They didn't know what to say. Also, Kamei Derabba. So finally, they got into the base medrash. And they asked Rabbi, they figured, Mekasha, they asked Rav Shimon. Yes, Rabbi, this gosh, the steerer within Rabbi Shimon. So Amalahu. So Rabbi realized it must be this individual Mar Yehuda who was shepherding them outside. Amalahu, Palga Okminche. He said, the person is always making machlokes. He's always asking kashas. He's always shedding, always foddering us, always pestering us. He's the one who must he must have got you outside the base medrash. Okay, so what's the answer? Okay, so here's Rabbi, you got it. So what's the answer? So Rabbi says, let me explain to you what the answer to Rabbi Shimon is. Hocham Askina. Whole story. This braisa about chulin shishchut to be azara, not being asaba non of that, being permitting us to have kedushin with it, not being a deraisa, hakam askinan, called shenishchut of a nimtzeis treifa. Whole story that you shechted the chulin be azara, but it turns out that it was a treifa. Since it turns out that it was a treifa, Rabbi Shimon happens to have a very unique shita called shchita shein ruuya lav shma shchita. Anytime you shecht an animal, and it's not going to be mas of the animal viachila, because it's asadi, it's a treif, it has hole, it's hard or something, it turns out you didn't really shecht it. If you didn't really shecht it, guess what? It's not chulin she nishchetu be'azara. If it's not chulin she nishchetu be'azara, therefore, it's not asaba nomina Torah. So based on some technical quirk in hulcha shechit shenruya, the Gemara saved the day, explained away Rabbi Shimon. So that's where the sugya ends. Again, we're not learning the sugyas of Chulin Shechut Be'Azara right now. We're for sure not learning the sugyas of Shechita Shein Ruya. We're learning Tzachim without Chafal for the days. But we just came to a conclusion. We came to a realization, learning Kedusha and Chesem Rav, that we have a big problem on our hands. We have a major contradiction between two Gemaras on our hands. Our basic question is one. We have one issue tonight we want to be revived. Only one. One issue. From a Kaddish v'Isuri Anah D'Rabbanan. Just answer the question. Kudeshes or Eina Mekudeshes? Rav Gidl and Psachim told us Eina Mekudeshes. Exactly what Rav Gidl says. Eina Mekudeshes. Kedushin D'Ches, Gemara told us, if Chulin Shnish Chudbezor would have been D'Rabbanan, then Rav Shimon would have made perfect sense Mekudeshes. It happens to be we got our facts wrong, happens to be we got a steer or like that. Okay, so we didn't learn the right shot in the Braisa. But Imtim Tzalaymer, the Rabbi Shimon would have held Chulin Shishchut Be'Azara as the Rabbanon, only the Rabbanon, then we would have been perfectly comfortable with saying the woman is Mekudeshes. That's today's question. What is the answer to that question? Is yes Mekudeshes or not Mekudeshes? How do you resolve this contradiction between the two Gemaras? So we have to analyze this on two different levels. We have to analyze it in a sense from a textual level. What is the answer, so to speak? How does happen the Gemara in one place say one thing and another place say something else? Then we have to go to the next level conceptually. What should the din be? What do we think the din should be? In love with us, what should the din be? Should the woman be Mekudeshes or should the woman not be Mekudeshes? So from a textual presentation of the sugya, we've shown about a few different approaches. So one approach is taken by the Ramban. And the Ramban says that which I told you appears in Kedushin and Chesed and Aleph doesn't really exist. It doesn't exist. That's why I told everybody to bring Gemaras. We printed out the Gemara. We read the Gemara. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. The Gemara said, Pembali, it exists. Let's go back to the Gemara really, really carefully. When the Gemara quoted the Braisa, Tanya, Makadish, Betach, Mor, Beslucha, Vachuch, Nazir, Vashim, Vachim, 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 Alma, from here we derive, Chulim Shenishchetu Be'Azara L'Rabbi Shimon Lav D'Araisa. Who's going to translate? I want a real, real precise translation. We derive from here that Chulim Shenishchetu Be'Azara according to Rabbi Shimon are not Asaba Anom in D'Araisa. Who wants to add a few words to that statement? They're not awesome in their eyes, but they're what? But they're obviously awesome in their opponent. I mean, the Gemara never said, Alma Chula Shishu Be'azara L'Rabbi Shimon Mutarim. Gemara never said that. The Gemara says, Alma Chula Shishu Be'azara L'Rabbi Shimon Lav D'Araisa. So we know, but the opposite of a D'Araisa, a D'Rabbana. Tonight, it's a Yom Tov D'Rabbana, a Chanukah. It's not Pesach tonight, it's Chanukah. So it's not a D'Araisa, it's a D'Rabbana. So when the Gemara says, Chula Shishu Be'azara L'Rabbi Shimon Lav D'Araisa, that's almost beferish, almost beferish that it's i.e. it's a derabbanan. So comes Rabban and says, you're wrong. It's not true. If you hold that chulin shenishchetu be'azara lav derais, you know what that means? That there's no isra'no b'chlal. It doesn't exist. There's no isra'no. Maybe you shouldn't do it. Maybe you should do it. You can discuss with lechatchila. But tachlis, there's no isra. Not because it's not derais, i.e. it's derabbanan. It's not derais because it doesn't exist altogether. If that's the case, then the Gemara reads like a child. So the Gemara said, oh, Rabbi Shimon would be great. So Rabbi Shimon says that the woman is Mekudeshes. Why? Because it's a Dabra, Mutter Brano, which would be parallel to what? The rice would read beautifully. Because what were the three examples that Rabbi Shimon gave with the woman is Mekudeshes? What were the three cases? One was Bas Mechalov, which Rabbi Shimon happens to hold is Mutter Brano. Petach Chamor, Rabbi Shimon happens to hold is Mutter Brano. And Chulishet Lubazar, which Rabbi Shimon Abbas also holds, is Mutterbana. So there is no Gemara in Kedushin and Chesed Alf that says anything to contradict Rav Gittel. We read into the Gemara, we assume, because we saw the words Lav D'Araisa, so we translate them into Rabbanim. Maybe me and Josh translated it that way, but that's not what the Gemara says. So Shtei in Ramah. Tosfos has a similar approach to the Ramban, where they basically take this Gemara in Kedushin and Ches and basically toss it out, but not, so to speak, as forceful as the Ramban did. The Ramban was so forceful in discarding this Gemara, the Ramban said the Gemara never even said it in the first place. Tosfos says, the Gemara said what it said. Come on, Lav D'Araisa means Mutter, come on. If the Gemara meant Mutter, it should have said Mutter. Lav D'Araisa meant the Ramban. The Gemara did say it, but the Gemara said it at a very, very early stage in the Sukkah. The Gemara said it at one point when we were trying to finagle to figure out what Rabbi Shimon said, but at the end of the day, that's not even the pshat in Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because the Gemara put another braisa that Rabbi Shimon happens to really truly hold that Chulin Shishchetu Be'Azara is actually Asur in HaTorah. So the emes of pshat in Rabbi Shimon is entirely different. He shechted and says, Treifash, Chidashin Ruya, the whole story. So it's true, says Tosfos, that at one stage, at one fleeting stage, the Gemara may have mistakenly thought that a dream that maybe Rav Gittel's wrong. Maybe a Makadesh, Bisra, another Rabban is made Mekudeshes. But don't get so riled up about it, because it doesn't last all that long. So if you take a look at Tosfos, on the top of the Chesem and Aleph, second line from the end of Tosfos, Lokoshim Nidei Lemaskona, Da Afil Rabbi Shimon Eine Mekudeshes. So says Tosfos, at the end of the day, Lemaskona Sadvarim, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Isuri Hanoah Derabbanan is Eine Mekudeshes. The only reason why this is different is not because it's Derabbanan, because it happens to be D'Araisa, only because it was never Chalon and Isur Chulin Shishchetu Be'Azara, because it was Shechita Sheinu Ruya. So Bein Lefi Ramban, Bein Lefi Tosfos, we've taken the sting out of this sugya. The only sugya that really matters textually is the sugya in Pesachim. Rav Gittel stands, Mekadesh B'Isuri Hanoah Derabbanan Taka Eine Mekudeshes. And this Gemara either never said it in the first place, like the Ramban, or maybe said it as a half-baked Avamita, but never really stood. That's one whole approach in the Mishnah. But there's another approach in the Mishnah. When you have a stira between two Gemaras, it's very easy to almost say, well, one of the Gemaras didn't really say it, you misread it, it said it, but didn't really mean it, it said it, that's maskana. That's the first approach. There's a conceptually totally different way of approaching this one. What's the other way of approaching this again? There is truth in what the Gemara Kedushin said, and there is truth in what the Gemara Pesachim said. If I were to ask you, what's the din? Makadesh v'isuri hanoah d'rabbanan. Yes, Makadesh to Makadesh. What would the answer have to be? It would have to be, it depends. It depends on what? What does it depend upon? What's the real answer to this question?
What type of history now?
We're talking about what kind of Derabban are we talking about? Not all Isur and Derabban are created equal. There is something fundamentally different within Isur and Derabban. Some Isur and Derabban lend themselves to Kedushin being Tafsin, and other Kedushin, and other Isur and Derabban don't lend themselves to Kedushin being Tafsin. Now we just have one small thing to remember. Which, what, who, what, but how do you know? How do you measure? What in the world? What's the Keveya? Do we have any ideas? Before we see what the Rishonim say, just our own, think it through ourselves. We see the direction that the Shia is going. We see the direction where the Rishonim are about to head to. We don't want to go down the Ramban's route or Tosfos' route. We want some Lam Tzachim. We like Chilukim. That's what we like to do. Brisk Chilukim to Dinim. Not what we said, Rabban, this is this and that. What terminology would we even begin to use to describe different Yisurim to Rabban? The Chetzgavra is a good one, but we're not going to use that. If I had a better man, I would have said Chetzgavra. Let's think for a minute. Instead of thinking in categories and abstract categories, let's think in concrete cases. We obviously want to contrast Chametz Derabanan, and contrast Chushul Chametz Derabanan. That's the direction that we're really going in.
Permanent Isser versus temporary Isser.
That's true, but that may end us up in the wrong direction. Right? Because we want Chametz to be on the more Chomer side. We want Chametz to be less conditioned to Isser.
But because it's made temporary, so the Chachamim were.
So we all want to find out what a real. I mean, there are different, there's no question. If I drew a picture of Chametz, drew a slice of pizza on one side, an animal chul bazar on the other one, there are differences. I want to highlight what possible dargas of Derabban. Tonight's Amish, Yantav Derabban, Yantav Chalikas, we're talking about Din Derabban. There are differences in Derabban.
Can you say that in the case of Chametz, there's the potential for a real Isser?
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, Chametz is an Isser while there's no Isser by.
Well, yeah, you almost got it. We're missing one word.
It's like one's a get, one's a.
Yeah,
getter.
You're getting cold.
Okay. Go back.
Chametz. Well,
depends what chametz.
Not necessarily.
Well, chametz. The issa chametz is an issa d'araisa. It happens to be that right now maybe there's no d'araisa on the table. Why? Because maybe it's a little bit too early. Maybe this is a type of food that's not quite chametz on the level of d'araisa. It falls into the category of the Rush coins the phrase, of course, the Gemara has it in a different context, a yeshlo ikar batayra. Chometz is a type of an isser. The Torah recognizes the concept of an isser chometz. Whether or not we have an isser chometz on our plate in front of us right now by Shem Shom is up for negotiations. But the nature of isser chometz is the deraisa de kiyasa. If you hold that chulin shenishchot to be azara is only midirabanan, it means it doesn't exist in the Torah. And why is Chul Shechem Azor also in a Torah based on what? Nothing. They made a gazir at the Rabbana, and if you chef Chul Shechem Azor, next thing you know, you're going to make a mistake and you cut your Azor, oh, Chagat. But there's no such thing as Chul Shechem Azor. One is an Iker Issa Torah, and one is not an Iker Issa Torah. And that's potentially important. Now, let's think for a moment. If we're dealing with an Issa Chometz, the Rabbana, which is Yeshu Iker Torah, so then I can begin to understand where Gidl's coming from. Gidl says, if you have Kaddish as a Isha with an Issa Derabanan Shigesh Loika Batayra, it's not Enim of Kaddishes. If you have Kaddish as a Isha with an Issa Derabanan Shigesh Loika Batayra, such as Chul Shikh Bazara, it's not Enim of Kaddishes. So I can see the difference. I can hear the difference between the two. And Tosis actually suggests that. Tosis suggests part of it on Daf Mil Chesed and Aleph. Take a look at the top Tosis again that we were in before. Let's see from the beginning of the Tosfos. Am chushul zeh lav deraisa v'im toimar hamashva de'ikar isura derabanan hamashva ayin. Not like the Ramban. Tahachi mashva lishna v'im kein hech mekadosh ben v'amrav v'rekam de'psachim mekadosh v'rav shos l'mala. The Gemara appears both in the first parak and the second parak. The Tosfos quotes from the first parak. Afilu chinuk nice enemy surim el b'derabanan ichash nekedushin. V'yeshloimar says Tosfos tahasam ikam yeshos deraisa. So Tosfos says that the following Rabbeinu Tam from last week, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, let's not forget, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's after 6 hours. So it's already, it's a deraisa dikazman. There's already chometz on the radar screen. Yeah, but to be this kind of chometz is only a derabon dikachometz. But there's a kain deraisa, some kind of ego deraisa. So that's Tosis Teretz. Valhocha lekeli surah derabon. Here it's mamish gornish. Tosis gets sidetracked with Rashi. Tosis, but last week we have to go down that route for now. So this is the Teretz of Tosis that we're going to focus on now. So I ask you, Rabbi Sai, we presented this Teretz. We illustrated the difference between chometz, which is yesh l'ikah b'Torah, and chulchus b'Torah, which is lav l'ikah b'Torah. And just a very simple question: why in the world should I make this last difference? I want to know: is the worm a kodesh or not? Is it a b'chpatli? Whether it's yesh l'ikah or ein l'ikah, why should I make a difference? I mean, it's nice to highlight there's a difference, but that difference has to be explained logically, conceptually. Why should the kedusha depend upon what the nature of the yesh l'ikah is? What question do we really have to ask ourselves before we can answer that? We can't begin to tackle that question yet until we know one piece of information.
Is kedusha chal on something else, right? Can it be?
Well, again, the fact that we know the kaddish b'surah, know their eyes, that'll be there. That's an issue. That's not negotiable. And now I'm telling you, well, there are bonans. Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. There's a really fundamental, the underlying question of our entire sugya, and we can really go back to the sense of Rav Gittel now.
Can the rabbis take away a kedushin if it was
What are we talking about? Minat Torah, this woman's an ish ish. Minat Torah, the Torah doesn't recognize this as being asabah, no. Minat Torah, the woman's mekudeshes. So what kind of game is this? She's in the mekudeshes. I set you up. Okay. I want to know, why is Abel Kodesh in the first place? I can't begin to discuss the details why yes and why no, when yes and why no, but I don't understand why the basic halacha should or should not be true. So why is it that Rav Gittel, forget about Kiddush Mechas, imagine we didn't open up Mechas. All we did was read Rav Gittel, and Rav Gittel told us, Ein Mekudeshes. So somebody should have screamed at me, Ein Mekudeshes. I mean, I tell you, she's Mekudeshes. Let's go back to close Kiddush, let's go back to Pesach. But instead of going to Pesach and Chaf Aleph, we'll go to Pesach and Zayin, where Rav Gittel first appears. So, Pesach and Zayin and Aleph. That's a funny word, I won't show exactly what that means. It's three lines into the skinny lines. So let's into that Rashi down a little bit further. The first one lines Aleihem. So skinny lines, about 6-7 lines into the skinny lines on Zion and Aleph. First one line is Aleihem. The Rashi poses this question. The Afal Gav, the Osi Isser Hanos Chometz Dirabonim Desheish. How can it be that an Issa Derabbanu Chometz is going to change the status of Kiddush in Deraisa? V'shoriyesh Hashish Allah, the woman's going to become a terrorist. It doesn't make any sense. Says Rashi, like Danny says, I'm a Tatsilim Mekama Duchtin. We've given this terrorist 20 other places in Shas, called the Mekadesh and the Derabbanu Mekadesh, the Hefke Beis and Hefke Vemifkir Mabaynoim. Says Rashi, the Gemara says in several places that you have a situation where Torah Kiddush should be Chal. Midrabon, it's declared not to be chal. Asks the Gemara the same question, how can we change the din deraisa? Answers the Gemara, no problem. When he was Makadisha, he must have been Makadisha al das, the Rabban. That's what Tosfos writes in other places, why we say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. To highlight that, it's almost like a Kedushin al Tanai almost. So the person is giving the Kedushin al das that the Rabban are maskim. The Chum and not maskim. They declare his money to be Hefker, and it turns out he was never Makadisha in the first place. So through the mechanism called Hefke Bez and Hefke slash Afkeinu, the Rabbanan can undo a Kedusha what would otherwise been a Kedusha Deraisa. The Rashi in one fell swoop tells us that how is it, what's Rav Gittel based on? How can it be the Makadish Bisur and the Rabbanan is Eid of Kedeshes? One magic word, Afkeinu. That's it. That's the answer. That's the answer to the riddle. It's based on Afkeinu. Anyone want to question Rashi's?
Why is it necessary
right.
to come to that?
Oh, yes, Korban Afkinu. And let's say for a minute there'll be no din of Afkinu. Yeah,
so what would it be? It's valueless. The Chacham took away any money.
Comes Korban and says he doesn't know what Rashi's talking about. Why is Mashke a whole pizman? Mashke get 10 lines. He's referring to Gemara Yevamos and Gemara Gittin about Afkinu. It's a chiddush in Afkinu. Forget Afkin. You know why the woman's name is Kudeshes? Because this piece of chametz is worthless. Go try to sell it in the market. It's worthless. It's also about no. I don't care why it's also not there. I said, we're talking about observing people. It's also about no. If it's also about no, it's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. So it's like being a kaddish with a piece of nothing. The pachat will show it with them. When they stand under the chuppah and they ask the any condition, is this slice of pizza worth a pruta? Right? That's the question they ask. No, it's not worth a pruta because it's also about no. I'm a derabban. What's the difference? It's still also about no. It's also about no. It's worthless. So Corey has a shtaga kasha, shtaga taina against Rashi.
He's giving two answers, kind of.
Rashi said Afkinu. Rashi just stuck in what Afkinu is based on, based on Afkinu, based on Afkinu, which is already an Afkinu topic, not for now.
That's based on Afkinu.
So Rashi put those two together. The Gemara seems to put them together one stage and another stage, not two. So that's a good Afkinu question, but not for now. Okay? But one thing is clear from Rashi, it's based on the premises of Afkinu. Of course, he's asking a shtag question, but so it's not Kori's kashan, this is the Ritva's kashan. The Ritva in Masechus Pesachim says the exact same thing. The Ritva says, Chlavi Nefkinu. The Ritva says, you know why the woman is not Kodeshus? She's not Kodeshus. It's plain and simple, because it's not worth anything. That's the reason why. We don't yet know the answer to Rashi. There's some flaw in the Ritva's reasoning, where Rashi didn't go down the simpler route. Hopefully we get there as the shiur develops. For Rabbi Sag, one thing we see in front of us is Machlekes Rishayim Rash and the Ritva. What's the underlying reason for Afkinu? Is it based on the necessity of Afkinu? Is it based on the fact that this piece of chametz is not worth anything? No. Who's going to tell me now? Who's going to tell me what Taisa said? What did Taisa tell us? Taisa said Rav Gittel doesn't always apply. Taisa said Rav Gittel only applies when you have what kind of an issa derabanan? When you have a yesh lo ikar batoira, when you have an issa chometz derabanan, that's the kind of issa derabanan that lends itself to lack of kedushin. But if you're dealing with a low level issa derabanan, which is like chulashish chulvi azor, which is no shaykhus to do a deraisa, so that even Rav Gittel would concede the kedushin is toisin. So you tell me, Avi, that chiddush of toisin, that chiddush of toisin, some yisurim derabanan, yeah, and some yisurim derabanan, no. Who does that fit in? According to Rashi, according to the Ritva. According to Rashi, at least it could begin to make sense. Because according to Rashi, the starting point in the sugya is when you're mekadesh an isha with a davar asav hana mid the rabbanon, what should the kedushin be? Really should be chav. Really, min atoyah the kedushin is chav. We don't know why. We don't know Kori's answer. We don't know the answer to Kori's tiny, the Ritva's tiny yet. But the Rashi's clear that the starting point is that the woman is mekudeshes. That's posh. That's how the sugi begins. The woman should be mekudeshes. The chiddush in the halacha called afkinu. That's mafkia the kedushin. So one could argue as follows: from nedavah mamurim that the chamim invoked afkinu. They didn't want to invoke it all the time. Sometimes they invoked afkinu. Sometimes not. If it's a issa derabanan that looks like a deraisa, that smacks a deraisa, that's going to get confused with a deraisa, then one could argue kenzayin. They're mafkia the kedushin. If it's a low level issa derabanan, maybe there was no need for afkinu. One could suggest that. But if you go down the Ritva, what is the geirin? What's behind the lack of kedushin? What is responsible for the woman of being kedushas?
The lack of
market value. Is it echpatli? Makes the slightest bit of difference to me why this has no market value. At the end of the day, I try to sell it. I try to sell it to somebody. So the guy says, "Ooh, well, if it's a yesh, we can buy Torah, then I won't pay you. If it's a yesh, then I won't pay you." It's also about no. It's the same piece of garbage, same piece of junk. It's the same publish of a pruta. Doesn't matter whether it's also about no because it's yesh likimatar, ein likimatar. At the end of the day, you can't use it. According to the Ritva, the geirin, the cause for the hafkir, the kedushin, is not hafkos a kedushin. It's not hafkinu. It's not good hafkinu. It's not the parashim hafkinu. It's just simple 1,000 cents. It's a lack of 1,000 cents, no matter what the nature of the yisad derabbanan is. So lichora, now run a roll. Right? We have a Kabbalah. Now we get a shift forward together. Again, it's chazah for a second. Where we're up to. We're steering Gemaras. Pesachim says of Gidl, i.e. Kedushin and Atayusim by Derabonis. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Nuches seems to imply Kedushin Atayusim by Derabonis. We had a Rabban, we had a day in Tosfos that took the Gemara and tossed it away. Then the Gemara didn't need it, never said it, doesn't mean it, Lamaskar, forget about it. But the Oedish Lamas is Tosfos Tano, and that's it. Because there are differences of the Rabbanans. Not all the Rabbanans are created equal. Some Yesh, some Ein, what do you do with it? So we're trying to explain conceptually that day in Tosfos, why the existence of Ikar Torah or the lack thereof should make any difference whether the woman is Mekudeshes. So we highlighted the Machlokes Rashi and Ritva and Daf Zayin, why she's in Mekudeshes in the first place. If it's based on Rashi's Afkinu, then we can begin to explain. If it's based on lack of market value, then the distinction is just totally, totally, completely random, totally irrelevant.
But according to the Ritva, this would—it sounds like it's almost pointless, right? Because the opening Gemara in Kedushin says that you need Puter Hashem to prove it. So if you don't even have it, what would be the point of the Rav Gidel's statement? Right? What's the halamin according to the Rav? Right? If the Gemara Kedushin says that you can't get...
It's hard to turn around and ask the halamin according to Rashi, it's the Maskana.
Right. No, but I'm saying...
You mean it's not so posh to say this is called Lash Masharaputh. We'll see it in a minute. Okay, we'll see it in a minute. So we have a Machlekes Rashi. There's no question we have a Machlekes Rashi on the Zion. And now our contribution to the sug is we're linking that day in Tosfos Daf Nun Ches and Kedushin to be totally on the Machlokes Rashi. As an aside, before we get back to the main part of the sugya, the Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva may have other ramifications as well. There may be other real serious ramifications in the halacha based on this Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. What did Rashi just tell us? Let's think for a minute. Rashi just told us in the Kaddish and Isha, the standards of Kedushin were acceptable min HaTorah, but they failed with the Rabbanan. Since they failed with the Rabbanan, boom, kum tafki inu as mafkiyah the Kedushin. That's how the sugya read according to Rashi. According to the Ritva, there is no such Gemara. There's no such statement. The fact that we do have Kedushin once or twice in other cases, that's true, but there is no such cloud that says you met the Diraisa the standards, failed the Rabbanan, therefore Afki inu comes to want you. There's no such Gemara. According to the Rashi, there is, according to the Ritva, there's not. Can anyone think of, conjure up in their mind, a similar scenario where a person was in Kaddish and Isha and the Deraisa and the standards were met, but there's something wrong with the Rabbanan? Should we say Afkinu or should we not say Afkinu? There are very few things that are really, really critical to be present at a chasana. You need a chasana, a kala, a ring, and
Eidim.
So instead of discussing the ring or the kesef, call it, instead of discussing a kesef, that's a kesef d'araisa, but not a kesef d'rabbanan, let's extrapolate to Eidim, who are Eidim d'araisa, but happen not to be Eidim d'rabbanan. How is that? We got sugyas and sanhedrin about that. We got many psuli Eidim d'rabbanan. Half a dozen people who are kashim and atur to be Eidim, but a psulim d'rabbanan. We don't have to discuss the details now of Atlantic City and Vegas. I mean, come on, another time, another place. But a lot of people out there who apostolate this, a lot of people out there apostolate this, they're Isa. A lot of people apostolate this, they're Rabbanan. I want to shout out, I'm absolutely serious. Standing under a chuppah, chossing into a ring to a kala for two people who happen to be kosher and have Torah to be Eidim, happen to be apostolate with the Rabbanan. What's it? Is the woman Kutesh to that? So comes the Ritva in Pesachim on the spot and says, it depends upon what? On me and Rashi. Says the Ritva, according to me, who says, we have no precedent in Gemara for Mafkia Kedushin just because the standards of the Rabbanan are upheld. There's no such standard, no such precedent, no such Gemara anywhere. The fact that the Gemara says that in Kaddish, the fact that Rav Gidl says, B'Kaddish, B'Chobetz, the Rabbanan is in the Kodeshes, that's because it's not worth any money. But that has nothing to do with upholding standards, their eyes and their Rabbanans. Therefore, the Ritva says, if you're Mekadish with Chavetz, the Rabbanan, you're Kodeshes. But if you're Mekadish with Eidim Psulim, the Rabbanan, you're Kodeshes. The Maestro, you're Kodeshes. Anyone who disagrees with me on that must be going down whose route? Rashi's route. So this Rashi Ritva, it can potentially have some very serious stratus. The ramifications of this Shaila are much more serious than the Bekash issue with the Chometz and 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Erev Pesach. Much more common, yeah.
Ritva's taking it further than Kedushin. He's taking out Kof the Rabbanim by saying that the Rabbanim's Easter on this the Raisa has no, is not Tofes.
No, no, no.
It's beyond Kedushin.
No, 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 no. Again, we know there's a thing called Tzuliyedis Derabon. There's no question that you can have people who are postulated with Derabon. The question becomes, was there an official statement of Chazal, we are hereby Mafkia, all Kedushin that didn't make the Rabbanan standards of Kedushin? Was there such a statement or not? According to Rashi, there was. That was what Rav Gittel said. That's exactly what Rav Gittel said. According to Rav Gittel, there's no such Gemara.
You could transfer now all Isuri to Rabbanu. Long shofar on Shabbat.
I'm going to stick to Kedushin. I want to know, is the woman Kedushin or not? That's all I want to know.
But it's transferable. He's saying that the call of the Rabbanu on Isuri to Raisa is not really toe-faced when he feels that it's a... the Rabbanu doesn't really.
No, it's not exactly the same. Kedushin always has that element of Mafkia Inu to it. It's a important question that you're asking. If a guy blows shofar in a case where Minatori is Yotze, the Rabbanu is not Yotze, so is he Yotze Minatori? It's a long question, because we've shown him. But it's not exactly the same as the case of Mafkia. So, I'll call upon him this machloikis, the different Rishonim, the textual question, how to resolve the apparent Stevens and Gemaras, seems to boil down to this conceptual question: what is the root of Rav Gittel's statement?
According to our explanation of Rashi, would the rabbis of 2015 be allowed to make a kasira?
That's a whole other question. Does Afkinu apply outside of the realm of Mazen and Gol, outside of the realm of Chasrei Gemara? It's a whole other question.
Meaning,
the answer to that question is no, it doesn't.
Even according to Rashi?
It's an Afkinu question. Nothing to do with this. There are 20 other cases in the Gemara still about Afkinu, but Lo Shemaro Dovazem Yom, we should be Mafkia Kedushim as well.
But the differentiation between Rashi and Ritva was the Ritva was. You can't apply Afkinu on a Derabanan?
No. I want to know, do we have a precedent in Shas and Chazal to do a Mafkia Kedushin just because the standards of the Derabanans weren't maintained? We have Afkinu cases in the Gemara. A guy does this thing wrong, that thing wrong. There are cases where there are Mafkia Kedushin, we know for a fact. But according to Rashi, we know there are Mafkia Kedushin for Mekadosh Misura and no Derabanan. So there is one. According to Rashi, there's no fundamental difference between that and Eidim Pasal Derabanan. According to Ritva, there's a difference between Kamech and Mizrach and Magad, two totally different stories. One is because there's no Shavius, and one is based on Afkinu.
So I'm a little confused. According to Ritva, there are cases where a Derabanan, if someone violates a Derabanan? So why is he not saying it here then?
No, there are cases of Afkinu. The Gemara lists off cases of Afkinu.
Right.
But there are crazy cases. A guy's Makadosh and Isha with this, a Garish and Isha that. You can't be without Nosa and Nosa by Afkinu, unless it's the same case, it's the same scenario.
So, according to Rashi, you could, though?
This is the same scenario, it's the same fundamental Shaila, that you didn't meet the standards of the Rabbanan. You have apostle ring with the Rabbanan, you have apostle aiding with the Rabbanan, it's all the same type of a Shaila. According to the Ritva, the fact that the Gemara says, I don't want to get involved with the cuckoo cases, but a guy's Makadosh and Isha, there's Makadosh and Isha, is Mavatl, the Gesh Lobo Fnei HaShaliach, so they said Afkinu. What does that have to do with the Eidim Psalm and the Rabbanu? Those are crazy, wacky cases that have nothing to do with Hashem.
So what's the difference? How are Rashi and Ritva different then within Afkinu?
According to Rashi, we have documented in Chazal, Rav Gittel has told us, that when you're standing under the chuppah, there are four things: chosin, kala, kesef, and eidim. Okay? The chosin is a chosin deraisa, but it's a chosin derabanan. The kala is a kala deraisa. So only two variables: is the kesef kedushin of deraisa derabanan, or the eidim deraisa derabanan. Okay? So those are the two things that make or break kedushin. So Rashi told us if the kesef kedushin is not sufficient mid derabanan, then they were mafkia kedushin. Okay. So that is equivalent of saying if the Eidim are not sufficient mid the Rabbanan, then the Kedushim are Mufkoam also.
Okay.
And Ritva says there's no such Gemara that says anything like that.
So according to the Ritva, it's only Eidim and the Kesef that would have the possibility of having a Rabbanan problem.
Can you say that the Chametz and Eidim are different, that even according to Rashi, that you could still say...
You could potentially be Mechalek, but you could be compared. According to Ritva, they're nothing new to each other. Mamash new to each other. You're right. One could hope... It's converse, reverse, something like the first day of geometry or something. You went close to the diagram. Just because, A is B, B is...
Squares.
Something like that. Math. Okay. Yeah. So everybody say, but we have to push the question back. Not enough. I want to understand the root of what's really going on here in this machlokes Rashi and Ritva. Because if Rav Gittel is going to make a break, the Sefer is going to make a break based on this, I want to know why this is so. The Chora, the Ritva, is right. The court is right. What are you not getting from? It's not worth anything. So where do we have to push this question back? We've been learning for the last 45 minutes about Makadosh Bishur and Odeh Rabbanan, and every time I started by saying, oh, Makadosh Bishur and Odeh Rabbanan, that's not negotiable, that's a Mishnah condition. Everybody knows that. It's true, everybody knows that. But the Mishnah never says why that's true. Why is it a Makadosh, the Basa B'chalav, or Lucky, like, why is it in conditions? The Mishnah says, any Makadosh, it's not negotiable, Gemara doesn't put a, there's no reason given in the Gemara. A Makadosh, Mishra, no, the Raisa, Enu Kadesh, Pshit. Why? Why the Kadesh?
No value.
Oh. So, from both ends, I'm hearing the same idea. It's not worth anything, right? It's not worth anything.
Are they all
Tom's Refa? What? Are they all Tom's Refa? Well, even if it's not Tom's Refa, it's a loss of value. No, I can't use it. I'm not allowed to use it. It's not worth anything. Both of you said that. You know why you said that? Because you're both Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. You're from Torah said, it's Bas V'Cholov! How can you possibly use it for anything? I can't use it for anything!
But it's the Rabbanim.
Well, the rest.
No, the whole Kiddushin's the Rabbanim.
Kiddushin's the Rabbanim.
No, mean the amount. The Rabbanim was setting the
amount. No. There's a Dinya Raisa.
No, they control the value of
money. Wait.
They control value of money.
Wait. So both Dr. John and Dr. Fisher say, Mamash, the signature, huh? They say, it's worthless. You know why it's worthless? Because you're so from. Of course, there are a bunch of things that are worthless, so it's worthless, right? You can't use it for anything. I'll tell you a secret. And what if you're not so from? Nobody will give you money for the cheeseburger. Nobody. You won't find a guy who's going to buy the cheeseburger for you. You won't find a non-from Jew who's going to buy the cheeseburger. Nobody is going to buy a cheeseburger for you. It's Mamash not worth the proof? No, you're kidding. So why is Makadosh Bishur and Odeh Kadoshes?
Mitzvah of Avera?
The Mitzvah of Avera is going to be hard to be Matanish Zish based on that. Maybe true, but that may affect the Mitzvah's Kedushin. But I'm talking about the Chalos Kedushin.
There's a difference between having a value for you and having an intrinsic value. Your cheeseburger case is an intrinsic value to you.
Oh, so let me suggest the following. Comes Rabbi Chanan. Comes Rabbi Chanan and says, I'm not so convinced that the reason why Makadosh Bishur and Odeh Raisa is in Kadesh because it's not worth anything. I'm not so sure there's no market value, says Rabbi Chanan, because not everyone's so from. So you could get a couple of pennies for it. It's possible. You know why one could suggest, says Rabbi Chanan, you know why Yenim Kadesh is? Because the Torah declares Thus is Nishkin moment. It's not moment. It's not. The Torah says it's not Shemar Pruta. Not the marketplace. The Torah says this is this quote moment. When the Torah says, L'savash, Adi B'chol Avimu, the boss B'chol Z'asabano, the Torah is making a statement that the Torah is saying, this is a piece of garbage. This is junk. Like Bechamah, this is out for the ark. This is nothing. This is worthless. You can get a couple of pennies. But the Torah system, as Henry says, who's conveyor money? The Rabbani Shalom's conveyor. This is not called mama. Flicted the Yisrael knows, of course, she mama. Well, that's a wonderful way of saying it. So I ask you, Rabbi, say, who is conveyor that Yisrael not in the Mekudesh? Is it because the marketplace declares it's not worth it? Because Lamai said no one can really sell it? Or do they say, but no, nobody can sell it. A lot of people can sell it. It's just that the Torah declares that's not worth it. Comes Rabbi Chanan and says, that's the Rekudas of a Chayis in Rashi and Ritva. The Ritva looked at the Ritva looked at the Mishnah of Kedushin through the eyes of the marketplace. The Ritva said, who determines value? The market. You could sell it. Lamaisa, Yisrael HaNoa, no one's buying. I mean, you could, theoretically, but since Ruben, the Ruben people are not buying it, the Ritva says, Yisrael HaNoa, just not worth anything. In the marketplace, Lamaisa, not worth anything. I went to the Yovel, I got to do an Aveir, I went to the Siachis today. In the marketplace, it's not called a Shavu Pruta. And therefore, the Ritva said, If he's suri deraisa, not called the shalom pruta, because in the marketplace no one's buying it. The same is true for what? For isurim derabanan. Isurim derabanan, they're also not buying it. What's the difference? Are they not buying it because they don't want to violate the isra Torah of Vos L'Cholo? Or they're not buying it because they don't want to violate the isra of Losos and Adobah Shigiru Chayim Minu Smol? What's the difference? At the end of the day, nobody's buying it. So at the end of the day, you're not going to get too much for it. It's not worth the shalom pruta. But says Rav Chanan, Rashi refused to go down the route of the Ritva, because Rashi disagreed with the Ritva on the level of the Araisa. Rashi held the reason why in condition types of Meisura and not the Araisa is not because it's not worth it in the market, it is worth it in the market. It's not worth something because the Torah Kedosh declares the Torah is mafkiya the Shemamah from. The Torah says it's not worth anything. That's the only reason why. So now Rashi's in a bind. Rashi's in a tame. What's the tame of Rashi? If the only thing that's mafkiya the Shemamah is the Yisr HaTorah, the marketplace isn't going to do the trick, because at the end of the day, you can get a couple of knock from people to buy from you. So it's the Hadin HaTorah that's mafkiya the Shemamah. What's Rashi's quandary now? What's Rashi's problem? If it's only us to be the Rabbanan, who's mafkiya the Shemamah from it? The Torah is not, the Rashi doesn't care about it. The Rashi never asked this. That's it. Rashi went fishing, went searching. And Rashi had to come up with something new. What was the new? What was the inside of Rashi? Yeah. Oh, Afkinu, that's when in doubt, Afkinu. Last resort, Afkinu saves the day. Rashi had to go to Afkinu because Rashi helped fundamentally by deraisas. The marketplace value isn't going to do the trick. Because in our heart of hearts, we know you can get a few pennies for it in the show. From someone who's going to look the other way, it doesn't care about Isurim. Whereas the Ritva said, no, the feed derech, mekechum nemker, from people, normal people. People on buying and selling too, they're not going to buy this. That's called pachas asher pruta, it's not worth anything. And that's equally true for their isas and their opponents. So now, how does the sugi play out now? Now everything, both pieces of the puzzle start to connect. The shailah of the sugi really doesn't begin himself in Dachaf Aleph. The sugi really begins in Kedush Nafton Hei. Why are Yisuri Hanoah in Mekudeshes? If it's based on marketplace value, or is it based on halachic hafka? If it's based on marketplace value, then it simply carries over to their abundance as well. And if it carries over to their abundance, then it carries over to all their abundance. You cannot make an arbitrary chiluk between some their abundance, yes, some their abundance, no. Yeshik, Einiker, that's not an acceptable terrorist. If you go down that route of, you look at the world through the eyes of the marketplace, through the shuk, so then, all their ices and mekudeshes, all their abundance and mekudeshes, I, the Gemara condition of the Ches, seem to say yes, mekudeshes. You have one or two choices. Either Ramban and revamp the Gemara never said it. Or like Tyson, the Gemara was just kidding. He just made a mistake, kind of, as the Havamim, and forget about it. Never really meant it. Allah's gone. But if you're not a big believer in the marketplace, if you really believe that the reason why ain't mekudeshes is because the Torah is mafkir the Shemaman on it, so then, you have to come up with a reason why the Rabbanans are also in Mekudeshes. You have to come on to Afkinu. Once you're in the territory of Afkinu, then you can begin to negotiate. The Rabbanans said Afkinu sometimes and sometimes not, but it's very close to their Isis. They did. Far from their Isis, maybe they didn't. Then Tosis is Teretz, maybe correct. And of course, the spillover of this is that Machlokes Rashi and Ritva, back at the Zion, about a Kaddish being Suliatis Rabbanan, which is just a natural progression of everything we're talking about. So we have four sugyas that are now becoming intertwined with one another. The Mishnah in Kedushin of Pnei, what is the ultimate B.O.Y. in Kedesh is by Surah Not Der Aisa? How to resolve the steer between Kedushin of Ches and Rav Gidl? How to understand ultimately why at least certain Yisurim Rabbanan is in Kedesh? How much this spills over to Eidus, to other areas, similar or different, depending on what your take on the sugya is. There's a lot of things that are now becoming all intertwined, all revolving around the fundamental question, what is ultimately at work here? Is this ultimately something taking place in the shuk, or ultimately something that's taking place in the world of the Beis Medrash? So we'll leave with one question to think of. The starting point of the sugya is a Mekadosh Mesuri HaNoah, let's think they're ISIS. First case scenario is Eid Mekudesh, it's not even a Shaila. What do you think about the following Shaila? Guy's got his Yisrael HaNoah Deraisa. Got his oil in his hands. And he wants to be Mekadosh Anisha with the oil. And he finds the right girl to be Mekadosh. You know who? the one who is deathly ill, who the doctor has just prescribed, she needs this apple of Arla, or else she's going to die. And out of this beautiful, wonderful chassan, walks in with this apple, and he says, the Rebbe, it's actually the apple of Arla Zeh, and he hands it to her. What do you think about that? I think he's Mekadesh than that. I couldn't have made up the Shaila. Mishlo Melech no Chasish is Pekel of Aleph.
Isn't Esther to him?
So Yosef says to me, I don't think the Shaila is what he says. But it's also to him. Right? It's also to him. So what are you saying?
But the question is, who's the Esther and not on?
So Yosef is saying to me, I'll tell you what he's saying. What he's saying to me is that, well, for him, it's not worth anything. But for her, it is worth something. Is that important or not? I'm going to make the Shaila even kookier. He's got the same disease that she's got. He also has got. Can't eat an apple quickly. So it's shoved for him and for her.
In other words, not Jesus, where she gives him something. No?
If he would have worded it that he's been mahanah and mekadesh with her, no, that would be correct. But he said, harev ukadesh be apples, he didn't say banazu. The apple is not shavu pruta. Right?
Marketplace versus
power. I gotta think about it for a week. Okay?